It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Statistically, this winter, we've seen twice as many below zero days and nights as this same time last year. And that said, many of us who've got gardens and fruit trees are casting our minds and thinking about spring and summer. While we're dreaming, can we be actively pruning those fruit trees?
In fact, yes, this is the time of year to prune them. You'll see orchardists out there in the snow and the cold starting to prune in January, going right up until the buds start opening up in April and May. So whenever you're up for it, it's time to go out there. And when we talk about pruning fruit trees, there's a couple different things to keep in mind. So first of all, let's talk about pruning a new fruit tree, one that maybe you purchased last year or maybe one you'll purchase this year and plant in the ground. It's really important with your new fruit trees to get it off to a good start. And so that means giving a nice structure of branches around the tree so that as it gets older, those branches, when they get big, they'll have enough girth to them and strength to them to hold the fruits. So that means having what we call scaffolds of branches, meaning that you have branches evenly separated around the trunk of the tree in a whorl. And then you have one whorl of branches, and then you go up a couple feet and you have another whorl of branches. And then you kind of continue like that as you're pruning so that you have these branches evenly spaced around the tree so they don't shade each other and they grow and keep the tree growing really strong. So that's kind of an important thing to get set up the first year or so. Also, you want to have what we call good crotch angles. The angle between the trunk and the branch is somewhere between 45 and 60 degrees. If you have a peach tree, it's going to be wider. If you have a pear tree, it's going to be narrower. But the idea is to have a strong angle there so that as the branches get older, they don't break off from the trunk because you have a very narrow or very weak angle. And then you have to do some creative little pruning too. So say you don't have an area or a side of your tree that has any branches, but maybe you want to inspire a branch to grow over that way. So that's what you can also do this time of year is prune right above a bud that's facing in the direction you want the new branch to grow. And by doing that, you'll stimulate it to grow in that area and eventually fill that area so you'll have a beautiful branch structure around there. Now, for existing trees, you can always take off the dead, diseased, and broken branches. You can do that pretty much any time. And then you want to take a look at the tree to open it up so that you'll have branches that are not rubbing or crossing or shading each other. Now, this you might be a little more severe with a peach tree, for example, because it likes to be really open, like a vase shape in the center, as opposed to something like a standard apple tree or a pear, which wants to be more vertical. But the idea is to open it up so that you have a lot of light coming in and you get better fruit production and less disease. And then finally, if you have an old wild tree that you've inherited with a house, for example, you can bring those back, but there's a few things you want to keep in mind. You want to decide, is it worth bringing back? Is this a tree that you want to have the apples or pears from because they're really tasty? Or do you want to just have it as a wildlife tree for the animals to use? So once you've decided that, then you, of course, take off the dead branches. And then you don't want to take off any more than a third of the growth that's alive in 1 year. You want to open it up, but you want to do it gradually over time so you don't shock the tree. And then you can bring back an old tree that could be a nice centerpiece in your yard for years to come.
Okay. Here is a question from Carol Ann in Montreal. Carol Ann writes, I have a Hoya that I inherited about 15 years ago. It flourished in the window of my grandmother's kitchen when I was growing up. So in fact, that Hoya was 70 years old that my paternal grandfather brought the cutting back from Florida to my maternal grandmother in Guelph, Ontario. It was so lush and full of blooms then, and it was doing very well in my Montreal apartment for about 5 years. But this year, it's thinning out and dropping leaves.
Well, that's a great story, Carol Ann. I love that. And in fact, I just gave my wife, Wendy, a Hoya for her birthday. It's called a sweetheart Hoya because it has leaves that are shaped like little hearts. And so there's a couple things I would suggest to get your Hoya back in shape. First of all, you could prune it. You can take back about a third of the foliage that's growing there. And when you cut it right above where the leaves are. And that's going to stimulate new growth that'll come out, and that new growth is where the flowers will form. The other thing you might want to do is repot it. That would be a good thing to do. Give it a little fertilizer. And if it still doesn't seem to be flowering, it might not be getting enough light. So maybe consider moving it to an even brighter room. Not direct sun, but an even brighter room to get enough light so you can get some great flowers.
And next week, more winter pruning tips, right?
Exactly. We'll be talking about berry bushes.
So if you've got questions, send them to us at vpr.org. Search for All Things Gardening. And if you want to listen again, find All Things Gardening podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.